This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder, another world, another time.
People should not be afraid of their governments. Governments should be afraid of their people.
Your regularly scheduled program to bring you this terrifying report.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Jane, what more can you tell us about the Salomon Brothers building and its collapse?
New York, very much a city still in chaos. The phones are not working properly. The subway lines are not working properly.
The sky now black with smoke in front of us. Just across the Tigris River here. This is shock and awe, Tom, for the population of Baghdad. Shock and awe, indeed.
The people you liberate will witness the honorable and decent spirit of the American military.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
Come on!
It is a big idea. A new world order.
I love my dad. I'd kill for him. I'd go to prison for him because I love him so much.
I love Bill Clinton.
What does that make Hillary Clinton to the Bush family?
My sister-in-law.
When you are subverting the power of government, that's a fundamentally dangerous thing to democracy.
What do you think of Edward Snowden?
I think he's a traitor.
Obama is the one that kills the U.S. troops if the Russians bomb any of them. Obama is the one that put them in harm's way. Obama is the one using them as human shields.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate, criminal government in American history.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
Welcome to America, ISIS. This is what we do. Woo!
We got people that have taken your asses out in this building right now. We're armed to the teeth, and we're not scared. You got that, you sons of bitches?
In 2012, your agency was saying, quote, the Salafists, the Muslim Brotherhood, and Al-Qaeda in Iraq are the major forces driving the insurgents in Syria. In 2012, the U.S. was helping coordinate arms transfers to those same groups. Why did you not stop that?
Why didn't you come forward before? What were you waiting for?
Well, for you, Inspector. I needed you.
I suddenly had this feeling that everything was connected. We're all part of it. Are we ready for it?
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Another world, another time, another time. In the age of wonder, in the age of wonder. Another world, another time. His life was green and good until the Christmas act.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I've got the goods on the enemy, and I am ready to go, loaded for bear. Like a champion racehorse, the gate's about to open. We got a lot of big guests and key intel today. Laura Loomer joins us. She's been put on a red flag list with no criminal record. Democrats announced basically all Trump supporters will have their guns taken. Anthony Cumia is going to be joining us. And a lot of other expert guests here on the broadcast. Gregory Mannarino, John Rappaport, and so much more. But when we return, I'm going to lay out the most critical evidence yet of COVID-19 being a globalist, fraud-based takeover plan and how we can stop it. That and so much more straight ahead. The technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high-quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is prepared with Alex.com, and as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, you need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. It lasts 25 years. 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies, and it's the highest quality you're going to find, and it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So, preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there, water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the forced GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared. It starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in. With a long globalist fight, you'll win in the end. Start your engines, ladies and gentlemen. It is February 3rd, 2021, on this Wednesday, live broadcast going out worldwide. We're seeing the rise of the globalist AI takeover system designed to replace humanity because we are obsolescent, obsolete, non-essential. What a time to be alive. All right. We have four guests joining us today. I'll be getting to that in a moment. But let me just dig right into the news headline stacks. Major scientific reports on top of major scientific reports from major scientific institutions confirming what was even in the New York Times last year, of all places, that only 6% of people that died, supposedly of COVID-19, died from COVID-19. Remember they told you a 2, 3, 4% death rate? It isn't even 1/10 of 1%. Remember they told you all those lies? Well, now it's all coming out. CDC busted inflating COVID numbers, accused of violating federal law. I've got all the data, all the CDC's own numbers right here for you. And we've got all the latest as this scam unfolds. But remember, top pathologists last year came out and said coronavirus is the greatest hoax ever perpetrated on the unsuspecting public. That is all coming up as well, and it all ties together. Meanwhile, we have Town Hall asking the same question I've been asking, and Tucker Carlson's been asking, and so many others have been asking, why is the National Guard still in Washington? And why are the numbers increasing? Oh, they say it's in case Trump tries to escape during the impeachment trial, when even they admit they don't have the votes to actually convict him. And they're saying this is really part of a symbol of their power. That's what MSNBC says. So going to direct authoritarianism, we have some really good news. And a special report that's up on band.video that we shot last night showing the best highlights of his press conference that we'll play next segment. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis does what Trump didn't do and counters what the Democrats are trying to do. Ron DeSantis launches ambitious crackdown on big tech, and we've got a bullet point layout of that coming up for you next segment. Also, FBI confirms two agents killed, three wounded, and suspected child porn raid in Florida, but you won't see that in the national news. You'll only hear the fifth person in U.S. history laid in state at the Capitol, killed by rioters. Not true. So that they can try to act like this was the greatest attack since Pearl Harbor, and using the sad heart attack slash stroke death of a police officer days after the event as the pretext to claim it was the bloodiest attack in U.S. history, which it was not. It paled in significance even compared to football riots. But people saw the hundreds of thousands outside and equated that with that number attacking. A very primitive level, a big crowd of people scary. And then the idea of all of them attacking is very scary. Should be scary to tyrants, but they weren't. So they're projecting that. But careful what they project. Careful what they wish for. They might someday actually get the real thing and not the thing that they provocateured and made up. Also, SpaceX Starship explodes during high altitude test. We're going to get to that actually first here in just a moment during this segment. And more on the sham impeachment trial. The entire proceeding is legally null. It's not real. That's why the Chief Justice Roberts won't be part of it, because it's in the Constitution. You can't try a person after they're out of office for impeachment. Who was the British king? Something like 20 years after he died, they dug up his body and chopped his head off. I mean, it's kind of the same type deal. But the first thing I want to hit is the inbred hatred of America and the hatred of our military and the hatred of our superiority and the hatred of our technology by the envious leftist Hollywood trash class that everyone's trying to run away from. So the operative that runs the White House, basically for Barack Obama, Ms. Psaki, was making fun of Space Force yesterday as if it's a joke and non-existent. All that is a name for a 60-year secret space program that's highly advanced. In the 1970s, there were weapons platforms in space, robotically controlled, with Sabo DU rounds in them that could decapitate the entire world leadership of over 100 countries in a matter of hours. By 1979, the United States had a complete decapitation weapons platform, more than 20 platforms in space with meteor guns is the classic parlance for it, but it's really an accelerated Sabo high-energy kinetic weapon. And it's roughly, depending on the system, it was classified. They leaked some of it, so the guy that ran the program before he died, Colonel Bob Bowman, was able to tell me about it. They've had some hearings in Congress admitting it's about a 100-pound Sabo. It's got a rocket engine on it. It aims from space at whatever target it's going to hit. It fires a depleted uranium round, and it hits with so much force at 30,000 miles an hour on the ground that it'll kill people in a bunker 2 miles under a mountain. They're always under mountains because you dig 2 miles under the dirt, it's 150 degrees. You've got to be under a mountain. So you got a 2 or 3 mile tall mountain. You put the base at the mountain. A little bit of inside baseball. So if in 1979 there were all these platforms of global domination already in space, Trump is just bringing out what was secret, and Psaki makes a joke about it because CNN, ABC News says America's done, America's a wimp, America's a joke, China's the dominant power. They're running us down so all the investment moves to China. They're telling us that America's not open for business. And then they want the world to not know that America gained military superiority by 1980. And that's why the Russians figured it out later and gave up officially in 1991, but gave up way before that in the mid-1980s. And by the way, they put a bunch of weapons in space, but we sent hunter-killer satellites up there and destroyed them. And the Chinese are using particle beams on the ground. They blow up a lot of our stuff. There's a space war going on for a long time. It's ongoing. And it comes out here, it comes out there. But this woman is so ignorant and so stupid and such a Harvard bug-eyed moron that she doesn't know any of it. And, of course, they're attacking Elon Musk because another rocket blew up. Yeah, well, it took NASA 100 rockets before they got stuff with the Saturn rocket that got into space. Musk only has a couple explosions before he got his heavy Falcon into space, better than the Russians, better than what the U.S. had. So, again, they don't like trial and error. They don't like America learning. They don't like any of it. They want us done. They want us to be a joke. Biden's trying to shut down SpaceX right now because, quote, Elon Musk is discriminating against foreign workers, which is even pure bull. If anything, he hires too many, but he gets the job done. So let's go ahead and go to this lady attacking Space Force, of which she knows nothing.
Them to also engage with on some of those questions, but there is more the president will have to share on refugees and other issues soon.
And finally, ask whether the president has made a decision on keeping the scope of Space Force.
Wow, Space Force. It's the plane of today. It is an interesting question. I am happy to check with our Space Force point of contact. I'm not sure who that is. I will find out and see if we have any update on that. Go ahead.
Senator Manchin said, but I was even saying he was going to vote for the budget.
Yeah, there's no Space Force, folks. There's no rockets. There's no spaceships. Wernher von Braun in the 30s designed the space shuttle when he was in Nazi Germany that we then developed in the 70s and launched in the 80s. But according to them, none of this exists. No. The Nazis were just firing missiles 1,000 miles in 1945. But there's no technology. There's no nothing. Kind of like there's mothers and fathers. No, they don't exist either, according to her. These people are a joke. And now Biden's FAA wants to shut down SpaceX, our best space program, because they are enemies of everything pro-human. The globalists don't want us to get off world. They want to expunge humanity and merge with machines and become this new AI god we're constantly being told about. These are crazy people. Or they're actually in contact with interdimensional extraterrestrials and they've made a deal. I don't know whether they're crazy or they've made a deal. But they believe they've made a deal with entities. And that, my friends, is the rest of the story. I can assure you. You see Elon Musk talk about that in the establishment. That's because he knows what's going on. He said, beware those that worship AI gods. There's the headline. Will Biden's administration slow down SpaceX? Well, they're sure trying because the Chinese are still trying to get running water and electricity. And the Islamists are still learning how to use toilet paper. But America sucks, doesn't it? That's why everybody wants to get in here. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar. InfoWars.com. NewsWars.com. Band.video. Tomorrow's news. Today.
Time is running out on your chance to enter the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares sweepstakes. It's the largest official game of Super Bowl Squares ever, with millions of dollars in prizes. And best of all, it's free to enter. Someone wins $50,000 every score change during Super Bowl 55. Touchdowns, field goals, safeties, extra points, even a pick six is a winner. Each time we pick a lucky winner from the square, they win 50 G's. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000. They could use toward their dream home. Don't miss your chance to win. See rules and enter for free right now at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Then tune in on February 7th to see if you bring home some dough. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residence of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends 2/4/2021, 11:59 p.m. Eastern. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030. The NFL entities as defined in the official rules have not offered to sponsor this promotion in any way.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Giving up, not rolling over to the New World Order. The New World Order is as popular as a flamethrower in hell. It's useless. Freedom is as popular as iced tea in the Sahara Desert, baby. And a nice Jeep to get you the hell out of there with air conditioning. So we're going to win in the end. Remember, everything the globalists bring you is pain. Is being alone, is being dumbed down. Everything their social media, everything they do, is designed to carry that information out. And I've got the holy grail of information to destroy and expose the COVID fraud in triplicate here that I'm going to be covering in the last segment of this hour, right here. All ties together. But let's shift gears to something that ties to that as well. I like Governor Ron DeSantis. He says that COVID's an overblown hoax. He exposed it in a state where they had hundreds of clinics with thousands of tests a day, 100% positive, and it was all a fraud. He's been fighting back against the leftists, against their fear-mongering, and he's also come out and did something Trump didn't do. When I begged him and Laura Loomer begged him, please, before it's too late, before they silence you, before they steal the midterms and the general election, please move against big tech. And he's done it now. Mandatory opt-outs for big tech content filters and solutions to tech censorship. Private right of action for Florida citizens against tech companies that violate the condition. Fines of $100,000 per day, he's copying Poland, levied on tech companies that suspend candidates for elected office in Florida from their platforms. That is total election meddling. Daily fines for any tech company that uses the content and user-related algorithms to suppress or prioritize the access of any content related to a political candidate or cause on the ballot. He's fighting back against the racketeering and election meddling. Greater transparency requirements. Disclose requirements enforced by Florida's election authorities for tech companies that favor one candidate over the other. Power for the Florida Attorney General to bring cases against tech companies that violate these conditions under the state's unfair and deceptive trade practices, which it is. Absolutely. It's the surveillance. It's the racketeering. It's the letting Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL by the hundreds of thousands of trainees into your private accounts to read your private text messages. They admit it all. And now they're turning the apps on and listening to you. Mainstream news. I told you years ago because it was in the patents. Now they admit it. They are just raping us, and we've got to wake up out of the trance and say, did we ask for big tech to have us bent over running a train on us? And I'm sorry to use an allegory like that, but that's what's happening, and that's what's going on. So DeSantis is fighting the COVID fraud. He is fighting the big tech censorship, and this is the model. I wish our governor was like this in Texas, but he's on the big tech payroll now. So sad to watch that happen. So DeSantis is a real champion. Trump should take an action like this previously, but wow, this is an incredible time to be alive. That puts him in the front runner seat for 2024, but we don't have time to waste because the lockdown's killing the economy. Here is part of what Governor DeSantis said in a 45-minute press conference yesterday that's at InfoWars.com.
What began as a group of upstart technology companies from the West Coast has since transformed into an industry of monopoly communications platforms that monitor, influence, and control the flow of information in our country and among our citizens, and they do that to an extent hitherto unimaginable. At the turn of the 21st century, online technology represented tools to liberate Americans from reliance on distrusted legacy media outlets. As social media proliferated over the past decade, citizens could directly connect with large numbers of people and could cut out corporate media outlets entirely. Over the years, however, these platforms have changed from neutral platforms that provided Americans with the freedom to speak to enforcers of preferred narratives. Consequently, these platforms have played an increasingly decisive role in elections and have negatively impacted Americans who dissent from orthodoxies favored by the big tech cartel. And we have seen the power of their censorship over individuals and organizations, including what I believe is clear viewpoint discrimination. And as these companies have grown and their influence expanded, big tech has come to look more like Big Brother with each passing day. But this is 2021, not 1984, and this is real life, not George Orwell's fiction. No group of people should exercise such power, especially not tech billionaires in Northern California. Now, if I had to choose, I'd rather be governed by the first 50 names in the Tallahassee phone book than the CEOs of big tech companies. If you don't like Parler, then don't read it. Let's not have those choices made for us, or before long we will have nothing more than someone else's choices imposed upon us by a bunch of monopolies whose core business is to sell advertising. And I'm committed to addressing what may be one of the most pervasive threats to American self-government in the 21st century, because I believe in individual rights, privacy rights, and property rights, because I trust Floridians to choose which content to consume and which to ignore, and because I want to preserve Florida's rich, diverse public discourse and not allow corporate-owned, narrative-approved outlets to dominate our voices. Florida consumers deserve protection for their privacy. And with the help of our legislative partners, we're going to stand together in support of Floridians and put a stop to big tech's practice of preying on consumers. Your privacy is important. Hunter Biden's story was true. Okay, we now know it was true. And the typical corporate media outlets, they just chose to ignore it. Obviously, they wanted to beat Trump. They had a view on the election. They didn't want to give it any air. So we rely on social media to go around that, not let corporate legacy media outlets control the discourse and let us speak. So you had the New York Post to run it, and you couldn't get any traction. You couldn't get any reach on it because big tech put their thumb on the scale. So that was true. What they said at the time, it's a conspiracy, or it's based on hacked information. Are you kidding me? You're trying to tell me if there was hacked information that could damage me, you guys wouldn't print it? Give me a break. You can whiz on my leg, but don't tell me it's raining.
Wow. Yeah, I watched the whole press conference last night. Again, it's on InfoWars.com. In fact, in case they take it off YouTube, post, because they do that to like presidents now, senators, anything powerful, they take down. Let's post that to Bandai Video in the banned video section, because I bet dollars to donuts they end up banning that speech, because he lays it all out. They're doing it in mass. Remember just a year ago, they went, oh, we're not censoring anyone. Now they go, well, yes, we're censoring everybody for your own good. And CNN goes, well, it's a good to take Tucker Carlson off the air and Alex Jones. So these people are just making a major move. Oh, I guess it's already up on Bandai Video. Governor DeSantis lays out a plan to crack down a big tech cartel. Oh, no, that's my... How long's the video? Let me see. Put the cursor over it for me, please. Yeah, no, that's... No, that is the full speech. Well, great job, team. That's special reports. They're all ready. That's why I love Rob Dew. I mean, he just always, like, does something before I even ask him to do it. He always goes that extra mile because he knows these people are screwing over him and his family. Me and Rob were up until like, I was up until like 6 last night and shooting that report. And I guess he stayed up here even longer and put that up. So great job doing that. But let's share it now, folks. Let's share it. We have to build our own networks to get around the censors. Facebook, Twitter, Google, they're all blocking everything. But we have our own base, band.video.com.video. And they banned that URL on Twitter and Facebook. So we have one they haven't banned yet. It's Can't Censor the Truth. One word, can't censor the truth.com. We'll be right back.
I've got some bad news. Our best-selling vitamin mineral fusion has sold out because people understand in these stressful times, it's now more important than ever to boost your body's natural defenses. But here's the good news. Turmeric acts in very similar ways and is so good for inflammation, so good for your immune system. And we've got two great turmeric formulas. One is Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula that is a dried turmeric extract, 95% curcuminoid. People love it. That's selling out. But despite that, it's still discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. And then also selling out this week is our liquid turmeric extract. It's called liquid turmeric extract. People really love it. It's extremely strong as well. It's selling out. And your purchase doesn't just help yourself and your body. It also funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air while they're trying to shut everybody down. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and find so many other great items that will enrich yourself and your family's life and fund the InfoWar. God bless and good luck.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Sitting there in the House committee overseeing telecommunications and all the different censorship that was taking place. And there they were in the committees talking about Alex Jones, talking about Laura Loomer, talking about Donald Trump.
and saying, oh, when we silence somebody, that's not censorship. And there was Laura Loomer saying, please, Mr. President, act now before they steal the midterm. Act now before they silence you. And it was very prophetic. And then the Democrat, sounding like Porky Pig, tried to even silence her and talk over her. Here it is. Versions of these. Some of these are kind of HD. The one we found is not that good, but you can hear. Please, before it's too late, Mr. President, take action. Do something about this. And now we finally see your governor, DeSantis, I wish the Texas governor was like this, cracking down and saying this is racketeering, it's election meddling, it's organized crime, they're working in concert, they're surveilling people, they're taking candidates' websites away, they're taking members of Congresses away, or their pages, they're blocking the former president. This is incredible. So, wow, Laura Loomer, total vindication, but I don't think it's not very sweet to be vindicated, is it?
Well, it's a bit bittersweet, right, Alex? But, you know, you said that was a Democrat who auctioned me off. It was actually a Republican. It was I'm from Missouri, which makes it even worse. And you would think that it was a Democrat because, you know, this hearing, and you were sitting right next to me when this happened, this was taking place at the same time as the Kavanaugh hearings. And it was funny because during the Kavanaugh hearings, you had Republicans and you had Chuck Grassley saying, oh, it's okay, these women who are coming in and protesting, doused in period blood and screaming and destroying property, that's their free speech right. But as soon as I do it, right, it was a Republican who shut me down. And that's what we're seeing right now in the Republican Party is, you know, you take somebody like Marjorie Taylor Greene or myself, you know, candidates who ran for office and had very successful campaigns, raised a lot of money. And it's the Republicans that are trying to silence us more than the Democrats.
I forgot that guy was a Republican, or I guess I always thought he was a Democrat because he looks like a child molester. I'm not saying he's a child molester. He just has that Brian Stelter-esque look. But I mean, and I'm not joking, folks, though. I am joking, but he's probably not a pedophile. I'm just saying these people look creepy. And it's not right to make physical comments. It's just that they're raping our freedom, and I'm so tired of it. There's a big article out, The Rise of the GOP Posters Caucus, and they attack you, they attack me, and they say, oh, my gosh. And we also have Mitch McConnell coming out saying, if we allow these new women that got elected as Republicans that you just talked about to be the new face, our party's dead. But she won in Georgia, as you just said, by 75%. So it looks like they're scared of our populist movement actually taking over and winning.
Yeah, they definitely are. And although this article is published in The Verge, which is, you know, a leftist publication, they give me and you credit for changing the energy in the Republican Party. And so if you read this article, they say that that day in Congress when I confronted Jack Dorsey, when you were there and you got into it with Marco Rubio, which they mention as well, they said that that activist energy was so viral that it caused other Republicans to get the same type of energy. And they said the way Marjorie Taylor Greene was using her cell phone to film herself getting into arguments with members of Congress, you know, mimicked the way that, you know, we had our selfie sticks and our camera crews confronting members of the Senate and members of the Congress on Capitol Hill as well. And so, you know, not only are people like you and I and others, you know, pioneers for this free speech movement and paving the way for others who have been deplatformed, but you know, one of the best benefits of this is that we've inspired other people as well to be more aggressive in their tactics so that we can, you know, force the nationalist and populist narrative into Congress and drive out the rhinos.
Looking at this, because it's not about, oh, look, there's an article about Laura Loomer, Alex Jones. There's hundreds of these a week. This one actually tells the truth, though, and they admit that it was that viral activism that has now been a chain reaction that myself and you and others have really pioneered in the modern sense of not just screaming out one-line slogans like Code Pink, but actually confronting people with real issues and going to hearings where we're being discussed and saying we have a right to face our accusers, like I did with Sundar Pichai and Jack Dorsey and so many others, that they're scared of that happening. And that's one reason they did the whole COVID lockdown, was Congress was horrified because so many other regular citizens were going to the Senate buildings, the House buildings, because most of the hearings folks aren't in the Capitol, and actually going and peacefully confronting their supposed elected servants.
Right. And that's, you know, that's what Loomering's all about. You know, it was kind of frowned upon before, but now we have emboldened everyday people, everyday Americans to use their social media, to use their cell phones, to confront politicians and hold them accountable. And gone are the days of the people just, you know, being complicit and treating these politicians like royalty who ought to never be questioned or confronted. You know, you see it every single day, whether it's the woman in New York who, you know, ripped Chuck Schumer a new one, or it's you confronting Marco Rubio, or me, you know, confronting Congress and Jack Dorsey during the hearing. Everyday people are being emboldened. And the reason why the GOP is freaking out is because they want to control everybody. And when you have inspiring people, especially an inspiring woman like Marjorie Taylor Greene, or, you know, a candidate like myself here in Florida, it emboldens other people and it gives them that same type of energy and confidence to run for office themselves. And the GOP is scared that they're not going to be able to control all of the candidates and keep them on a tight leash, which is, you know, what they've traditionally always done. When you run for office, you know, you're expected to kiss Kevin McCarthy's ass. You're expected to do everything right so that you get put on the NRCC list. Well, you know what? I did everything right, and I outperformed most of the people, if not all of them, who were put on their little list. Some people who were put on their list didn't even win their primaries. I won my primary while being totally banned and raised $2.5 million on my own with the help of the American people.
And got your name recognition up even more in Florida, so you're going to end up winning a seat in the near future. You are the woman in the arena. You're the example of what we need to do. Now, they're so scared of you, though, Laura. Because they admit you're one of the first dominoes to fall. This isn't about, bragging about Laura, bragging about Alex Jones. You get attacked when you're the first to be the shock troops going over the barbed wire in the information war. She has been even more banned than I have. Bank accounts, Uber, Airbnb. When she came back into the U.S. from a visit to Central America during all this, they pulled her aside, interrogated her about her political views, brought up her Wikipedia. Now she's been put on the no-gun buy list, the red flag, that is totally unconstitutional and ties into this new bill, H.R. 127. When we come back, we'll talk about that with Laura Loomer. Please don't forget, listeners, without you, we're not going to stay on air. I want to thank you all for your support. We have great new T-shirts in, the new Trader Joe shirt showing how Joe Biden is a traitor to America with communist China, Russia, and others. That is available at InfoWarsStore.com. And we have turbocharger defenses with these incredible new sales, DNA Force Plus, selling out. So good for your cells, so good for your body, your immune system, 25% off, even though it's selling out. Ultra 12, 50% off, highest quality vitamin B12, back in stock, 50% off. Liquid pure turmeric extract, selling out, still massively discounted. Lung cleanse, back in stock, 50% off. It's for your throat, it's for your mouth, all these high-quality essential oils, and then it goes down your throat. It just does so much for my throat, I know that, and it's so good for allergies and a lot more. So Ultra 12, back in stock, DNA Force about to sell out, InfoWarsStore.com. And without you, we will not be on air. So please keep us in your prayers because we are under attack, because everything we've talked about is now coming true. So we'll come back and talk about gun confiscation. It's officially in the bill. The new world order isn't coming. It's here. But if we stay on air and if we raise the alarm, you're going to see other action by folks like DeSantis.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is the end. Beautiful friend.
This is the end.
This is the end. My only friend. The end.
Of our elaborate plans.
Of our elaborate plans. The end.
And the Kumi is coming up in 15 minutes of the next hour. I'm going to break the most devastating evidence of COVID being a total fraud and how to absolutely turn the tide and defeat the New World Order in the first and second segments of the next hour. But earlier, I told the crew just real fast, I said, hey, get a clip of Laura Loomer 2.5 years ago warning President Trump, laying everything out in Congress and being talked over. And they just real fast grabbed a clip. It was so many dozens of versions. It was a bad one. Not their fault. My fault for not telling them 10 minutes before. So we actually found a better res copy of this. Is very historical. It's very important. And the globalists have really talked about this as the chain reaction. This scared the corrupt lawmakers so much that invite the communists and Code Pink and, you know, all the other Black Lives Matter to block the hallways and attack people and do all that. They're wonderful. But when you just speak up, you're a terrorist. And then, of course, you had the so-called Capitol attack that killed four of our people. Who stupidly went in, but they weren't terrorists, and then one cop died later of a heart attack. They're now saying it was the ultimate attack, worse than Pearl Harbor, as bad as 9/11. just insane garbage. And now they have permanent troops, they're saying, in D.C., and they're going to use the CIA against Americans, and they're going to take our guns. And it's now happened to Laura Loomer. So they are so afraid of women who are smart and well-spoken standing up. And here's what she actually had to say.
Dorsey, you are lying about censoring conservatives. You were caught on tape by Project Veritas, shadow banning people. You were censoring people. You censored me. You censored Milo. You censored Chuck Johnson, James O'Keefe. You even censored President Trump when one of your employees deleted his account for a few minutes. You are censoring conservatives. And I'm asking you, President Donald Trump, help us. Please help us, Mr. President, before it is too late, because Jack Dorsey is trying to influence the election, to sway the election so that the Democrats can steal the election. That is why he is censoring and shadow banning conservatives. You are a liar, Jack Dorsey. You are a liar, Jack Dorsey. You unverified me on November 15th, 2017.
Officer, will you escort this young lady out?
Stop the bias. We have conservative Americans, not Russian bots, Jack Dorsey. Stop the bias.
By the way, I'm just springing this on you guys. Can you guys pull up Owen Schroer gets arrested at the Capitol? He's out in the front area. He has tape over his mouth. They say no protest to take him to jail because Democrats ordered it. But Democrats, again, can be as violent as they want. This is an incredible double standard, Laura.
No, it definitely is. And people listening to the video, they may wonder, well, why didn't Laura mention Alex Jones in the list of names when she was talking about who he'd censored? Well, during this hearing, they were asking Jack Dorsey and Mark Zuckerberg whether they censored conservatives. And the very next day, Alex Jones, you, of course, were banned from Twitter, if you recall. So it was the day after this hearing, exactly to the day that you were banned. And so they had spent the entire day lying to Congress, okay, committing perjury, saying that they don't censor people. And then just to basically give everybody a big middle finger, they banned InfoWars and Alex Jones the day after this hearing.
Now, let's talk about something that is so scary. And by scary, it makes me so mad I get scared. Because I read the bill. I read the whole thing. Overhead shot, please. H.R. 127, a new bill in Congress, would literally end the Second Amendment, rights permanently. Michael Snyder of endoftheamericandream.com is not exaggerating. The story's on InfoWars.com. He says it. I've read the whole bill. House bill would require psych test, liability insurance for gun ownership, implement mass retroactive registry, of course, for the confiscation. So no judge, no jury. The leftist psychiatry system is now in psychology systems in control. I've read the bill. Let me show you some of the subsections here so you understand that we're not kidding. Firearm registration system. Number one, require information under the firearm registry system. The owner of a firearm shall transmit to the Bureau. And it goes on to say retroactively all firearms be registered and handed in. Those documents to them. It goes on to say general license except an otherwise provision of the subsection. The Attorney General shall issue an individual a license to possess a firearm and ammunition of the individual. It's a federal license to own guns. I mean, wow, this is crazy. And then it goes into everything you got to do. You have to go through the psychiatry check. Anybody can complain, you lose your guns. Psychological evaluation. The evaluation is conducted in compliance with such standards as shall be established by the Attorney General. So it's just an open end to the Attorney General's God, and it's all regulatory. I mean, this is so bad, I can't even explain it to you. Here it is. Has a chronic mental illness or disturbance or brain disease referred to in the subparagraph. So now you got Parkinson's, you can't own a gun. Is addicted or a controlled substance. So, you've been getting medical marijuana? Attorney General can just say you can't have it. Has attempted to commit suicide or prior psychological treatment or evaluation of individual indicated that the individual engaged in conduct that posed a danger to self or others. She got in a fist fight a few years ago, and it goes on. But it just gives them open-ended total power. Let's talk about Laura Loomer. No criminal record. Upstanding lady. You have now been put on the red flag. You cannot buy a gun. And it's just, there's no judge, no jury. Just talk to the hand. Tell folks what just happened to you.
Yeah, so this happened during my congressional campaign, and I didn't release it because I've been getting a lot of death threats, and the security risks during my campaign were already big enough that I was also waiting to release this information. So during my campaign, I applied for a concealed carry. At the time, I already had a gun because in the state of Florida, you don't need to have a license to have a gun. And, you know, you only need a concealed carry if you plan on carrying your gun. So I had a gun at my place, right? I'm allowed to do that. I'm allowed to have a gun. When I applied for my concealed carry permit, I received a letter in the mail that said it was denied. But then they said, if you want to appeal this or you think a mistake was made, you can appeal it. So then I appealed and had them review my application. And then I got another letter back saying that it was denied. And then they have another form that you fill out where you ask why. Then a couple weeks later, I got that letter that you just showed that said that people who are on the NICS database, federally prohibited from owning firearms, cannot have concealed carry permits. So this isn't just a concealed carry permit denial. This is a letter saying that because my name is in the NICS database, which is controlled by the FBI, the FBI is the only organization that can put your name in this database, I am not allowed to possess a firearm. I am not allowed to own a firearm. And like I said, I had a gun. So nobody told me that I was on this list. And the only reason I found out is because I applied for concealed carry. If I were to have just said, whatever, I guess I don't really need a concealed carry and not have asked for a further review and then followed up again to ask why, I would still have the gun. I'll be on the federal prohibition list or NICS, and then what would happen if I got doorstopped by the FBI the same way they've been harassing Trump supporters ahead of the events on the Capitol on the 6th? I was
so, Laura, let's just unpack this, because this is so huge. This is the end of due process. You don't have any felonies. You're not a criminal. They did this while you're running for Congress, super popular, while they're trying to ban you, President Trump tweeting about you, President Trump voted for you. They're scared of you. And they know you're getting death threats, fucking getting all the stuff that's happened behind the scenes, people coming to your house and things, or how they beat up Roger Stone's wife a few weeks ago. I mean, this is bad, okay? And so all this is unfolding. You're in the devil's den, going up against them. And so what they're putting in H.R. 127, that they say they've got the votes to pass in the House at least, is putting in law this open power of the Attorney General or the FBI to just ban anybody. But they're already doing it by fiat to you and countless others. This is criminal. They need congressional hearings on this. This is way worse than them banning you off the internet. That's bad enough. This is insane. This is, what are your lawyers saying? I know you've got lawyers of the recourse of some magic group just put you in some list.
Well, I've been told, and some of the information, because I've been doing some research into this, and some of the statistics that, you know, I found is that, you know, the federally denied persons file is compiled of individuals that are predetermined to have firearm prohibitions without listing a specific category. So this is their way of putting you in a database without it showing what the reason is. So if you have a vindictive or politically charged FBI agent who doesn't like you, and we see that the FBI has become weaponized to attack
you. And again, they don't have to tell you, and then SWAT team you saying you've got guns.
Right. So imagine if somebody were to maliciously have my place swatted, right, when I didn't know that I was on this list. The feds would have shown up. SWAT team would have probably raided my home, found a gun, and then I could have found myself in prison for 4 to 10 years for a firearms felony when no one let me know. How many Americans are getting set up to have firearms felony charges because they're on this list?
All right, Laura, stay there. This is one of the few areas Trump did bad, at least giving lip service to it. He thought with due process, this one was found to be, you know, certified schizophrenic or something. No, this is not due process. Let's do 5 more minutes, and then I'll hit the really huge COVID news, and then Anthony Cumia will join us. I want to go to break for a few minutes, come back and talk more about this with you, and also play a clip from the past when I confronted Sundar Pichai at the Capitol. Remember back when we didn't wear a mask, back when you could actually go places, do things before you were locked down under loveless martial law. But, folks, you can fight back. Tell everybody you know about the local radio station you're listening to, local TV station, local cable station, and spread the word about Infowars.com/show and band.video. That's how you circumvent the censors. That's how you raise the alarm. It's beyond critical. Stay with us.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product.
within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.